Let's explore the five most abundant elements in the galaxy. When we gaze at the night sky, hydrogen dominates everything. It makes up 3/4 of the stars, the large planets, and the universe. When excited, it betrays its presence by glowing red, making that nature's favorite color. Crimson repeats like a musical coda throughout space and time. Looking up, the nearest place with very little hydrogen is the moon. The second most abundant cosmic element is helium, a grouchy entity that never combines with anything else. We have none of it in our bodies. The third most abundant element is fun-loving oxygen. It gregariously combines with almost anything. The moon is basically a ball of oxygen. Half its surface is this single substance. Most of your body is, too. The fourth most common element is party-loving carbon. With the highest melting point of all, its many structures, like diamonds and charcoal briquettes, will keep their familiar forms even when the rest of Earth turns into liquidy goo after the sun expands 5 billion years from now. These days, carbon readily combines with oxygen and hydrogen to create countless organic substances, including nature's greatest achievement, almond joy. The universe's fifth most common element is nitrogen. It makes up 79% of our air, so that's what you're mostly breathing. It doesn't hurt us and it doesn't help us. It's like those religious cults at airports. The remaining 7 dozen elements are almost an extravagance, a seasoning. Together, they make up just 4% of the universe. And then there's the unknown, like dark matter. There's 6 times more of that than all of the 92 natural elements combined. But what has nature fashioned out of that? We can only hope some dim almond joy analog is out there, awaiting discovery. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.